The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I am. Je suis. You?
I am as well.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
It's not, actually.
What are those days? I was just saying that because I didn't know what to say. Oh. I never know what that means. And someone says, oh, one of those days. I'm like, yep, that's all days.
When people say just day. One of those days,
yeah,
it's like things are going wrong.
Really?
Yeah, just one of those days.
Oh, if they make that face, I know to be scared. But what if they just say, one of those days? What if it's like one of those amazing days where everything goes right?
Then you say, oh, it's been an amazing day.
Oh, because the default is crap. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
When you refer to one of those days,
yeah,
it's not a good thing. It's like a... nothing is going right day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because when you call
those... Glad you clarified. I say that regularly when I'm having quite a ball.
You say just one of those days.
Yeah. Someone's like, oh, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, I worked out. I ate well. I'm feeling great. I'm like, oh, one of those days.
But you have to qualify it.
I don't qualify. I just keep walking. So that's a bad thing.
When people say just one of those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't consider
I'm always
it
like, good for you. I should stop saying that.
You should.
Like, remember that time when our neighbor's grandmother passed away?
Oh my God. Did you say one of those days?
No, I wrote LOL in the chat when he told me. You remember that? You got so mad and I was like, lots of love.
It's not lots of love.
Well, that's not, we're not friends anymore because of that. I explained. I'm like, I didn't find it funny, but I said an LOL. I wanted to wish you love.
Okay,
lots
boomer.
Of it. And the guy's like, you think this is funny?
Yeah, that's like, why no. He doesn't talk to us anymore. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
I'm Tridillion Magoosican.
Is that what
you can call me? Tridi Magoose.
Okay. AKA Boomer. LOL.
What is that?
LOL, LOL, LOL.
Lose.
How was your week?
I'm dying.
What?
That's the opposite of the boomers.
Oh, when they say I'm dead?
Yeah, I'm dead.
I don't get that.
I'm laughing so hard and right now. But why don't I see you laughing? Oh, it's on the inside.
I actually mean it when I say I'm
literally
laughing out loud.
Cackling.
You're people not. Say they're You're cackling? There.
What does that mean? Is it like a constipation?
No, it's cackling like a witch. Like
you cackle all the time.
I do. No, my
How
laugh is
never
not
see
a
your
cackle.
Cackling?
My laugh is not a cackle.
Oh, for those of you wondering where my house is, it's still there. But I readjusted my neck.
Okay, listen. Last week's episode, we recorded like 24 hours ago.
What do you mean?
The episode that you showed everybody the house, we literally recorded 24 hours ago.
But still, they
so
don't
I didn't haven't had a chance to paint over your house.
Well, you're moving out tomorrow. It's not your house.
I am moving
don't
out tomorrow.
Don't touch my house.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes when you come back.
There were so many things that we did not talk about.
When?
So the last episode. We talked about my grandpa.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I don't know. Maybe.
That was the one thing we didn't cover last week. His like golden line.
That's the best line.
It really is.
If he didn't agree with you,
yep.
He would just say, I don't know. Maybe.
Translation?
Translation, I have learned in life that it makes no difference if I agree with you or not. So I'm going to be the bigger person and just not argue with you. I think he just was at a point in his life where we could learn from that by saying, maybe I don't know best. Yeah. Like, I feel that.
That you know best?
I know.
That you don't know best.
That I don't know. I used to think I knew best a lot more than I do now. And I'm willing to acknowledge that other people might know other things. Or even if I'm quite positive they're doing the wrong thing, I recognize that it's not my place to try to steer them in the direction that I think is better.
Yeah.
And I think he, with his experience in life, got to that point. He was just like, look, if you want to have, you know, cheese and Coke for breakfast, should we, can I have this? No, I really want to have it. You shouldn't have it. Can I have it? I don't know. Maybe. You can. And he'd be like, all right, this kid needs to learn what happens when you mix cheese and Coke in the morning. And maybe that's what they need.
And he did. He said that all the time. Yeah. And it was always like, it was so endearing. It's actually something that we still say in our family.
All the time. Yeah. Someone says something crazy like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you keep going. Yeah. It's not, what is that expression? Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Not my monkey, not my zoo.
It doesn't matter. Circus, monkey, zoo. You get the point. The circus man and the monkeys and the zoo people all stick together.
Yeah.
You want to keep your sanity? You just keep walking. Let them do what they want.
That's true.
Oh, we done?
No, we're not done. That was just a little recap from the last episode.
I was wondering.
We went upstairs to have lunch after we recorded the episode, and one of us said something, and we looked at each other and said, I don't know, maybe. And both of us started laughing.
Oh, we forgot that part.
Yeah. So I'm glad we got to.
That's how you know you're getting. When you come and you listen to the number one podcast you're listening to right now, this is raw, my friends.
Yeah.
It's unfiltered. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So sometimes you get good stories. Sometimes we forget some parts and we patch them in later.
And you'll have to tell us, like, do you like this from us? Do you like this sort of raw, unfiltered? Or do you like us to come with sort of an outline?
How many people do you think will give you feedback?
A lot of people give us feedback. Okay. Put it in the comments below. Raise your hand if you want to give us feedback.
Okay, so if you get 100 comments.
Yeah.
Out of 100,000 listens.
Yeah.
The comments are not enough to speak for the population that's listening. But what if these are the people that
all...
Is it
not better that we have some comments as opposed to no comments on what the thought is?
It's okay to get comments, but you can't deviate from what feels natural to you, is my view. Yeah. AKA, I don't care what you say, folks. I'm still going to do what I want to do.
Well,
Tredillion Magusigan. I forgot my last name.
I will look at the comments and I will continue to make this podcast 1% better, which
the difference
means,
about this podcast means... is we are not doing it for listens.
Yes.
That's why it's effective.
Yes.
So if you go and you become like every other podcast that's researching trends and search
filters.
I would like you to do an episode on the infiltration of the French spoken word in English America.
That's not what I'm doing.
What if some person from the history of French in some high school gets his 50 friends to all write that in the comments? Are we going to do an episode on that?
Maybe. If somebody cares.
It is absolutely not possible for me to do an entire episode. Like,
but maybe it will spark something.
Yeah.
So my point is, it's not that I'm not talking off the cuff. It's not that I'm preparing every single word that I'm saying or I'm writing out a script.
Didn't even prepare your outfit. How can
I
expect
know,
you to
made
prepare?
Me change.
I didn't make you change. I told you wore this last week and you're like, sure, I'll take it off and drape it like a cape. That will fool them. You want to trust the people you can fool by wearing a cape. These are the people.
I really don't think that I wore it last week. First
you
of all.
You wear it all the time.
Because it's...
You're like, oh, the weather is going to go into fall season. I'm going to wear my one sweater with 17 stripes.
Because
why
when
don't
I
you
wear
write?
The cardigan, you tell me, oh my God, you're wearing a cardigan.
When you're wearing a line sweater, at least do the courtesy of writing between the lines the last time you wore it. And you'll see like, oh, Monday, September 5th. Oh, Tuesday, September 6th. Oh, Wednesday. Wow, I wore it 3 times already.
That's not true.
Get those washable markers. I'm going to start writing on you.
Also, every time I go and buy a new sweater, you tell me, oh my God, you went shopping again?
Yeah.
I missed
this. So what is this episode about?
Didn't
I don't even know.
This?
Miss what? You come for 2 days and then you leave just when I'm getting used to you.
The last time...
We were together.
Yeah.
Like for a whole week.
Yeah.
Was... I don't know, 2022? It feels like a long time ago.
No, it wasn't. But there was a lot that you missed the last time you were here that we were together.
What? While I was here? Hold on. Are you saying now?
Let me say
Put your
again.
Sweater on. You're over. You're too cold. You're not functioning.
Can you just let me get out one sentence?
Oh, now we're going to listen to the girl. She's going to do the thinking and she's going to tell us what she's thinking.
The first thing I'm going to tell you is if you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button.
Oh, you haven't done that ever.
Yeah, we don't remind our people. We don't tell our new viewers to hit that
subscribe.
That's you. How do you even spell that?
New
Why do you call them that? Someone called me a vafalulu. I wouldn't come back. You're so mean. You're like, leave comments, follow, and then you curse them out in Italian.
I just said new viewers because they're not followers. But if you would like to be a subscriber or a follower, hit that subscribe button. We'd love to have you. We have new episodes every week.
We do?
Yes.
But last time we said that on YouTube, we lied. But that was a different channel. This channel is... That channel still says new episodes every week from 2022. Every week I see it, I'm like, oh, another lie, another sin.
We have to go back to putting episodes up there.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was thinking where you'd remove that sign.
Also.
That's like when you go to these stores and it says closing sale, 70% off. But the store hasn't opened and they put that sign up. Like that's their business model. We will be on sale perpetually, 70% off. That's what you do with that other one.
No, I'm going to remove that. And also, we're going to put new...
So I'm going to take down the sign of when we post, but we're going to do it. I like the system.
It's just not going to be that often.
If you see a sign saying we're posting, we're not. If you see no sign, we're posting. Got it.
Okay. The last time you were traveling...
Yeah, you painted my wall.
I did paint your wall.
A house there.
But I also did something really cool.
What did you do?
I sang for the home opener here at Gillette Stadium.
I know. You told me.
I know, but...
Oh, you didn't tell me publicly.
I did not tell you publicly. And you weren't here.
That sucked.
It really did suck. And it really changed the experience for me. Like, it changed the entire experience. And
Are you trying to be romantic?
No.
Oh, sorry. I misread that cue. The sweater coming off. You're missing me. I got very excited.
The point that I'm trying to make is that... And it really made me think about how anytime there's something cool that happens or anytime something new happens, it really depends. The entire experience, it really, really depends on the people that are around you, the energies that they bring, the excitement that you have, and the fact that it was the second time around, it changed the experience, right? This is the second time that I was invited to sing the anthem for the Pats.
Yeah.
So that was a different, because I knew what to expect. That feeling of...
You knew there would be fighter jets flying over your head?
I did not. So that was really, really cool.
Last time they put firecrackers. Every time they try to scare you into missing the final note.
You know, the first time I almost fell off the stage.
I remember you peed. You told everyone.
No,
you told... Oh, you didn't. Oh, you did it.
I didn't pee.
You didn't tell them. That was a secret.
I didn't pee.
Article 2. I'm claiming Article 2 of the Constitution.
I'm also going
to... People should know
that you're normal.
The people
don't
need
to know anything. I did not pee.
Just a normal woman who should do more Kegels.
Yes.
Isn't that the exercise?
Yes.
It
is true. Yeah.
You're making that face.
What?
You do a face.
I do.
Yeah, you can watch this back.
No, I do not. But the point is, one, yes, I should be doing my Kegels. And two, no,
Why
I did not.
Why do people do Kegels?
So that you don't pee yourself.
That what is it, like, can you use weights?
Yeah, you can actually.
How does that work? Can you explain?
They have these little weights that you can put inside and you like hold, you squeeze to hold the weight up and it builds
and
that
it falls
pelvic
down?
Floor muscle.
How long are you supposed to hold the weight?
I'm not sure.
Is it like 3 sets of 5 minutes?
Something like that. I don't know what the exact amount is.
When you get stronger, do the weights get stronger?
Yes.
Like, is there a Kegel championship? Like, if there's 10 pounds to see? Like, you have to run across the hall with the Kegel weight? I would watch that. I mean, it has to be wearing a
you
something.
You can't see it.
No, you'd hear it tonk when it fell on the floor.
I don't think it falls out of you.
It should. I'm saying the Olympics of Kegel carrying, that's impressive.
Okay.
They should just like start in the light.
Throw it out.
How is it? You have to, you can't.
No,
these are
you
judges.
Don't
this is a professional sport.
There.
Yeah, it has to be, you have to catch it. Like you get a partner and they throw it and they have to like catch it and then you have to run across the hall. This is a great sport.
Crazy idea.
Would you participate?
Never.
No? Who would be your partner? Would you be the shooter or the catcher?
Not you.
Not me. I can't participate. You have to be female. It has to be teams, yeah.
Okay.
Who would you pick as your Kegel partner? Who do you think is very strong walking
None
ability?
None of my friends, because any of these, like any of the people that I would trust to play this game with, yeah. I would end up like just peeing all over the floor.
Well, that's
laughter.
The opposite of the game.
I would take.
I think they do this at like parties.
No.
This should be like a bachelorette party game.
Maybe.
The Kegel Olympics.
Yeah. No, nobody who's birthed one or two or three or more children can play this at the Olympic level. I don't think.
Why?
Maybe I'm wrong. Because your pelvic floor just gets like completely destroyed after you have children.
Hmm.
That's why you need Kegels.
I don't like this game if moms can't play.
Why?
I know. It shouldn't be a game just for like the younger women.
That's
not nice. No, I don't like it.
I can see the wheel spinning. You think I have a Kegel face. You have a face where that tells me
thinking.
That you, yeah, your wheels are like
thinking
spinning.
Face. Yep.
Okay, so
if you would like to participate in a reality show called the Kegel Olympics, please nominate someone who you think should participate in the comments below.
Okay. Before we get back to the rest of the episode, yeah. A word from our sponsor.
Someone sponsoring this?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, and we're back.
Yes.
So...
So it's taking place on November 17th.
Let's go back to the fact that I got to sing this anthem.
Yes.
And
I know why you were sad.
Why was I sad?
Your garçon was in there.
You?
Yeah.
You're my garçon?
Yeah, I walk around and I'm all like, hey, I need water. I need water for this lady. She wants to drink water. She wants to sing in the first 30 minutes.
That is so not
I just mumble at them in like this little French voice and they do whatever I say.
No, you know what you're really good at? You're really good at making sure that
how do you pick just one thing?
In those moments.
Okay.
In that particular moment. You're really good at anticipating when I need like to be distracted, and you're really good at knowing when I need complete quiet and like I need to shut down. And the people that I was with, they were wonderful. They were all lovely, but they did
not
know.
There's always a but. Whenever you start with a compliment, you know,
they did not know
something's coming.
They did not know when was the right time to get the children to stop throwing popcorn in their mouths and like scrunching the cookies and like, you know, just doing the things that kids do. I think my parents were also super, super excited because it was their first time experiencing that. So like I felt all their excited
energy.
Yeah,
little known fact. Sheena's parents have never seen her sing before. She picked it up after marriage as a hobby.
This was a really different experience for them to have.
I'm guessing there were some tears involved.
100%. My mom cries when I sing like Baba Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Not Baba Black Sheep.
She does.
But that other song.
She's scared of sheep.
No, that
tormentor.
You know, there's one song that I sing that I used to sing when I was like I was like 8 years old and I was in a children's choir.
You just
choir.
Sing it sometimes if she's happy, just to mess with her.
No,
You should try next time. She's super happy. Just started mumbling it in her ear.
But it doesn't make her sad. She just gets really emotional. Anyway, so my parents were really, really excited. And I could feel all their, like, they had a lot of, you know, I wouldn't call it nervous energy, but just like excitement. Like, when's it going to happen? What's happening next? That unknown was not, like, was definitely there for them, that feeling of unknown. The kids had their excited energy and also their, like, you know, when you contain people, small children in a little space, then they need to get out.
Did they cage them again?
No, they put us in a room.
Well, they caged all of you.
Yeah, they put us in that. It's not a cage. That's
like something that I don't think should be condoned.
No, it was a room.
Remember that time we came back from vacation and the kids were in cages? When your parents are watching them? And we're like, what is happening here? And they're like, yeah, this one kept pooping on the carpet, so I put him in a cage. Because they don't poop when they
tell people that.
Oh, that was the dog.
We don't have a dog.
So it was the kids in the cage. And why was our kid pooping on the floor?
There's no cage. So that was weird. Made me start thinking a lot about how all of these small little things, they can impact the whole experience. And that experience was very, very different from the first time.
It's also the first time. Like, there's something to be said about the nerves and the excitement the first time you get an opportunity like that.
Yeah.
And then the second time is... It was very different. The first one was freezing. It was a Thursday night.
Yeah.
This was a season or a home opener.
Yeah. The energy in the stadium was also...
It was very warm.
Yeah.
It was sunny.
Yeah.
Which time did you sing better?
Do
you think you're on your A game?
I think
it sounded good?
Yeah, I think it sounded really good. I was very nervous because what they did was they told me that I had a slot of 90 seconds. And it had to be timed perfectly so that the... fighter jets could...
They told you the fighter jets were coming?
Yeah. I sang it a few times in the, like, rehearsal beforehand.
You said you didn't know the jets were coming.
No, I knew the jets were
you
coming.
You lied just now?
I didn't lie.
Are we going to edit that out?
Don't edit it out.
Lie. Okay, when this is being edited, again, I'm Article 2 of the Podstitution.
I didn't lie.
I asked if you knew about the jets. You said no.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, I lied.
You knew, yeah.
I did know. I didn't know about the fireworks.
But that was the first time.
But I did know about the jets because I had to time it.
Right. Did they give you a clock? Like you had to time it? What is that? Come on, Patriots. You're supposed to sing and count down from 90 in your head?
When I went to the rehearsal, I sang it and he said, you're at a minute 43.
Did they throw paper planes at least to show?
No.
Man, this is amateur hour. I'm going to call up my friend Jeff and say, Jeff, next time the jets are coming, I want you to at least do like this.
Okay, so I sang it again.
That's why you were singing at 1.5. Yeah. I checked my phone. I said, wait, I'm on 1.25.
And then he said, go do it a little faster. I did it again. And it
was the home of the free. And the home of the free.
It was 1 minute.
He sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks at the end.
1 minute, 35 seconds or 36 seconds the second time. And he's like, you gotta do it one more time. You gotta go even faster.
But no clock.
No clock.
We'll not give you a clock. We'll just tell you to try to go faster.
I honestly think I would have stressed out if there was a clock there.
But you'd have just been like, and the hope. And it just would have ended at the end and be like, hey. Like, you just got lucky.
Listen, I didn't get lucky. I'm professional.
I would want Maverick in your ear.
Who? To say, like, you have 30 seconds? You have blah, 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 yeah.
You know, we're 7 seconds off.
Well, did you have expectations or just the experience is different?
The experience was really different. I don't think I went in with expectations.
Yeah.
But I knew what to expect.
Aren't experiences always somewhat different? Like, what else would it be?
Yes, but when you talk to certain people, they say, oh, we have this tradition. We do this every year. We go to the same place. We are always the same group of people. We take the same timing of the year and we try and replicate this thing.
Oh, the Groundhog's Day people.
Right?
But then you miss out on so many other things.
Yes, and I was thinking about how there's something really, really special about trying to find this sweet moment. But then I thought to myself, but then you miss out on all the other moments.
There's a theory, I forget what it's called now, but I remember hearing about it in the context of food.
Okay.
So you go out, you know there's a restaurant you like.
Yeah.
There's a great like in our example, there's a great Japanese restaurant that's not far from here. There's a great pizza place that we like. And you can either go to the, and it's the same for any city, right? You can go to the places you know and like, or you can try something new.
Yeah.
And the theory essentially is, and this isn't age-wise, it's just mentality-wise, but the younger your mindset, the more likely you are to try new places.
Yep.
Because you want to expand the pool of cool things that you can experience, and it's worth the risk of having one bad meal. The reward of having a new place added to your
roster, to your list,
is worth the risk of going to a bad place.
Yeah.
And then later on, you get into the experience.
And it's not worth it?
It's not worth it for two reasons. One, the idea of having a bad dinner becomes less and less bearable.
Why?
And now you've, because you've built such a roster of great restaurants. So at that point, you're like, wait, even if I went to my favorite restaurants for 20 meals in a row and I eat out, you know, 20 times a year.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to go to my favorite places.
Right.
So why should I go to some other place when I haven't even gone to my place? Opposite.
Like, remember we were talking about this today where my dad was telling Jay that, you know, 5 years in the course of your life is a much larger percentage versus 5 years in the course of my life. And I would think for that same reason, one bad meal for somebody who's older represents a smaller percentage.
Yeah. But where, it's that's not what happens. It's, you get to a point where you're like, there's so much that I like that I want to experience that I don't want to risk going somewhere that I don't like.
I also think that you get stuck in your ways and stuck in your habits too. That probably has a lot to do with why you don't want to deviate.
It's easy. It's easier to repeat it.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. Like, you and I try really hard to not get stuck in trying to replicate a certain feeling or a certain, and, you know, even when I think that I am more guilty of it than you, of trying to make something happen. And you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't doctor something to make it happen so that there it yields a specific outcome. You get
disappointed though.
You get disappointed. So your chances of disappointment are so much higher if you try to make something happen. You try and fit this square peg in a round hole.
I definitely am guilty of, like, that's why these timeshares work, right? Your emotions are high. You're having a great time. You're like, oh, this place is awesome. Like, hey, for three easy payments of $2,995, you could do this every year. And you're so tempted. In that moment, you had such a good trip. You say to yourself, well, why? This? I had a great trip. The food was good. I'm relaxed. There's a beach or water or theme park or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you feel great. And not until you come home and you let some time pass that you say, oh, it's truly the power of the mind. Yeah. Like, when you're in a moment, you're in a moment.
Yeah.
You feel inspired by something. If you don't go back and try to replicate that, it's gone. It's replaced by the next thing that flashes in front of your eyes.
Right.
So the... I have to remind myself of this every time I travel or go on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a new culture, you're immersed in a new situation.
Yeah.
Even this last trip to Mexico City, you know how many skulls I wanted to buy? Every turn, oh, the skull has beads. This one has this. Oh, this one has the Dios del Muerto face on it. Yeah. Like, I wanted to buy all these things.
Yeah.
But then I have to remind myself, I'm going to go home. I'm going to realize, I don't know what to do with a beaded skull painted like Dios de los Muertos. Like, what am I going to do with this thing? Yeah. Like, stick it in the corner somewhere, and then a year will go by, and then you throw it away. Like, every other vacation souvenir we've ever bought, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that coconut carved like a monkey.
And, okay, and if you go back to Mexico City
in
6 months or in a year, and you have, whether you have the same people around you or whether you have the kids around you and me, the energy is different, right? Because those people bring different energies too.
I want to go back.
Absolutely.
But not because I didn't buy this golf.
Right. So I was thinking about that and I just thought, I think you are very, you're not focused on it at all, but you're actually quite focused on whatever that experience is to just make it as much fun as you possibly can.
That's why these things are always hard for me when you ask me, what is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? I actually this is not me actively trying to do that, but mm-hmm. when I think about it, I recognize that I don't want to have a favorite anything because mm-hmm. I just want to enjoy whatever might be the next favorite thing, if that yeah. makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm definitely in that era still in that restaurant story where I want to try new things. I want to go to new places. But interestingly enough, that's morphed because now my sources of joy have also shifted. Like before, it might have been an experience that I wanted to have.
Yeah.
Then it became an experience I wanted us to have.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like seeing joy through the eyes of other people is as rewarding, if not at times more rewarding, because mm-hmm. you get to see that.
You want to take somebody to a special place that you enjoy and you want to see them enjoy yeah. it. Yeah.
Particularly with kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. And ironically, our kids want to go to the same places over and over and over.
Because they had a rewarding experience.
Yeah.
So it's like, why wouldn't you go there again? And then we have to teach them that
you'll have these rewarding experiences everywhere.
Yeah, there's a broader life and there's so much more for them to see.
Yeah. Those were the thoughts that I had when I was, you know, just running through the experience in my mind. All the variables make such a huge difference. All of them. Whether it's the energy of the kids, whether they're in a good mood or bad mood, if somebody's hungry or hot or cold or sleepy or whatever it might be, whether they're excited, whether they're not, whether you're there, whether you're not. And we had three other people join us, and they brought their own energies and their own excitement and their own expectations. And not to say that it was good or bad, just that it yielded a different result than the last time. And I was just breaking down why. And then it led me down this path of like, oh, we go to the same restaurant weekly or every month or whatever it might be. And every single time it's a different experience. We go to just the pizza place down the street and every single time it yields a different feeling. To try to replicate a certain feeling over and over and over, I think is a little...
It's not possible.
It's not possible. And you're missing out then on these. So I was sad in some ways that you weren't there. But at the same time, I was so happy that my parents were there and super yeah. grateful that they were there to see that. And you don't watch from the sidelines and tear up because you're used to it. You've seen it so many times and that's just not your nature.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's not your nature to like tear up.
I tear up all the time.
When I sing?
No.
Not anymore.
All the time.
You tear up all the time when
you
know, I sing?
When you shout at me?
No.
Stop shouting at me.
When I'm singing the anthem, I've sung it for multiple sports now. Yeah. We've been very, very fortunate. Yeah. I've sung it for multiple sports. Maybe the first time or the second time you may have teared up or gotten emotional.
I played the cinco.
Okay.
Le cinq.
But my parents, as they were watching, like when I went back to my seat, the look of raw emotion and pride in their eyes was just amazing to see. And I don't feel that anymore. Maybe I did at one point of just like feeling really proud of myself. I didn't feel that because of me. I felt that because of them.
So you're a changed person.
Yeah.
You walk around wearing a cape now. It's gone too far. You sang the anthem twice. Now you wear a cape. Some heroes wear capes. Isn't that your expression? That's what you're going to do now? Is walk around with a cape? If you sing one more time, we'll get you a scepter. And then one more time, a crown. You just march around like this. Is that what it is?
Sure.
Like a Pandora bracelet, but of regalia that you wear around the place?
Sure.
I don't even recognize you anymore. When you leave, I'll build a whole like box. You know, like in Batman, they have the lit up box
yeah.
with the costume. Yeah. And we'll put all your capes and your... walking sticks.
My
and
striped sweater.
I don't know what this thing is.
It's a striped sweater. I urge you, whoever's listening to this episode, I urge you.
It looks velvet.
To even. Go
is it velvet?
On our YouTube page and just see what it is that I have on.
Show them your socks even if you're going to show. Show everything. Why just the ridiculous velvet cape you're wearing? You're wearing elf booties.
Oh my God.
That
do you have
would you ever dress like this when you go to sing?
No.
You should. Yeah, this is just for home. You walk around like a queen.
Do I look like
today,
a queen?
Today, she served me burnt food, but she made me make it myself. Like there's people who passive aggressive give you burnt food. Then there's people who say, hey, come here. Can you watch this? It was already burnt when I went to watch it.
No, it was
burnt.
Not.
She's talking to her friend on the phone. She said, hey, I need you to watch this. I'm watching. I'm like, hey, this thing's not that fun to watch. It looks like it's suffering. It's getting hot. And she says, well, you should flip it. I'm like, okay, I flip it. The thing is unrecognizable. And then I say, okay, like, why did you make me watch you burn food? I don't understand. Why? Gave me a look, a Kegel face look. Dropped her weight. I heard dish on the floor. I got scared. I ran away. That's what you should do if someone's carrying muscle like that. And then I sat down to dinner and threw the burnt plate in my face and then ate a poke bowl. That was incredible. Last time you did, but you upped the level because last time you starved. Remember that time? You're like, we're not eating today. Go to sleep. You upped it to the next level. You made me cook my own burnt food.
I did not.
That's like in basketball when they're going out of bounds and they throw the ball in your face and then it hits you in the face and it goes out and they get the ball back. They're like, ah, idiot, I hit you with the ball and I get it back.
I did not burn it.
I did. I know. You gave it to me. You gave me the spatula. I get the rules. I'm holding the spatula. I'm the one who burnt it.
So how did I give you?
You said, look, watch this. You didn't say what to do. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, I see the metamorphosis of the batter. It's becoming solid. Ooh, it's getting dark. It's getting dark. I wonder what she's going to say next.
One day I'm going to tell everybody this story about how your mom made cake and what your dad did with it.
Yeah, tell them. I don't. That's not my story.
I'm going to tell that story and I'm going to remind
you
of this moment where you're complaining to me about the fact that I
said no, it was already burnt.
That you burnt. No, I didn't.
You
burnt
it first. It was a complete setup.
You burnt the food and you made me eat it.
I did not.
Very, very nasty thing to do.
I did no such thing.
Horrible move.
I think we're all done here.
I'm done. I have to, my stomach's hurting still. I have to go drink like Arg or something. I don't know what to do. If you have any comments for someone who burnt their own meal and ate it in shame, let me know below. I won't read the comments, but she might tell me if it's a good one.
I will.
Thank you for leaving comments, even though I acknowledge I don't read them. I really appreciate that. Because, I mean, you might be thinking, look, I don't, this guy's not going to read it. Why would
we
I leave it?
We should do this episode as a premiere.
No.
So that you read all the comments.
Oh. Okay, fine. If I'm there, I'll read it. But the reason I'm saying thank you is sincere because I don't have to read the comments for the episode to do better if you leave a comment.
Yeah.
And you actually entertain each other in the comments. So you talk to other people that spend their time listening to this show and they're like, hey, I also listen to the number one podcast right now.
One day we should have
right
like now. A conference or something for all the people, not for us, but for all the people who listen to our show.
Oh, a Sheena and Trid conference where we don't attend? No. We just charge for tickets? Now you're thinking like me. I like this move. You too. If you want to pay $100 to come meet other Sheena and Trid fans who will not be in attendance, asterisk, read the fine print, you are welcome to do so.
Attend.
You said we don't have to go.
I didn't say that. We will. You're gaslighting me into.
I don't know you with this gaslighting. Ever since this word came out, you just throw it left, right, and center.
Oh my
gosh.
Put
your cape and walk around gaslighting everything. You know what gaslighting is? When you turn the gas on real high and you light my food on fire and you serve it to me after.
Okay.
And that's gaslighting.
On that note, goodbye, everybody.
Je
we will see
assez.
You.
Don't want the show anymore. Get out of my house, lady. You don't live here anymore. This is a French household. Let them eat cake.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily.
Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.